midnight.
Welcome on this July 9th, 2018. I'm David Knight. Tonight at 9 o'clock, President Trump is going to announce who he has chosen for Supreme Court. And we're going to talk about the likelihood of his choice making it through the anticipated blockade by the Democrats, what they're going to face in terms of political fallout and states that were heavily favorable to President Trump, states that he won by a large margin in which we have some Democrats running for re-election. It is a Hobson's choice for the Democrats and also for President Trump. They're now, we heard at the end of the week, last week, that there were three candidates. Now that has been expanded to four over the weekend. We're going to talk about their background. I think this is very important, and I think you're going to find it very interesting. We're also going to talk about what's going to be happening in the next week with President Trump. Of course, after this pick tonight, he's going to be heading to a NATO meeting. Then he's going to head to the UK, where there's going to be massive protests of President Trump. And there is a massive protest now happening of Theresa May. She may be trying to hang on to her seat as he arrives. We'll tell you what's going on with that. We had the three out of the five ministers involved in Brexit resign in the last 24 hours. She has replaced the top guy. He wrote a long letter as to why he could not support what she's planning on doing. He doesn't believe it's going to be Brexit at all, that she has completely eviscerated it. And so that brings up the question as to whether or not there's going to be a move to recall Theresa May. So things in England are much more in the air than the Trump baby balloon. And then after he goes to NATO and the UK, next Monday he'll be in Helsinki, and he'll be meeting with Vladimir Putin, which may be the reason that we now have another so-called nerve gas attack in the UK. They are slow walking this through, even though we have had one of the two people who was affected by the poison has now died. The lady has now died. And so we're going to talk about that. Is this the motivation for this? Are they trying to slow walk this through? And what is going to happen to Theresa May? So we'll be talking about all of that. And Britain has a lot on their plate right now. It's gotten so hot there. It got up to a scorching 91 degrees. We call that springtime here in Texas. 91 degrees, and they've got a truck melting into the road because it is 91 degrees. 33 degrees centigrade, 91 degrees Fahrenheit there. Maybe they can keep the British people's minds off of what's going on with Brexit and the other problems that they have there with the evolving police state. The escalating violence from the migrants that Sadiq Khan is encouraging more to come in just to spite President Trump and to prove that he's wrong. Maybe they can keep everybody's minds off of all those problems with the fact that England has now entered what we would call in North Carolina basketball the Final Four in terms of the World Cup soccer or football, as they say. A little bit of yeah, two people separated by common language, as George Bernard Shaw used to say. And then we have Hawaii becoming the first state to ban sunscreen. Why? Well, because it is deemed harmful to coral reefs. And the operative word here is believed to be harmful to coral reefs. They haven't proven it. They just believe it might be. So let's ban the sunscreen and, I guess they could go back to kind of like Victorian-style bathing suits, you know, head to toe. Maybe that would, I don't know. I don't think that's going to go over anymore in Hawaii. It will not be applied to medically prescribed sunscreen or to makeup that contains these same substances that they believe may be harming coral reefs, but they're not sure. Maybe what they should do is I think the Democrats should pass a law banning volcanoes. That should be much more effective at protecting the coral reef. And also some of their homes as well. You can solve anything by passing a law, right? You can preserve the climate. You can preserve the coral reefs. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Living in volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles.
An acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, July 9th, 2018. As I said at the top of the hour, you probably know by now, President Trump is going to announce his choice for Supreme Court. We're going to go over the now four names that appear to be in play for that nomination. But it's going to be a very busy week for President Trump and for the news, because after this SCOTUS announcement tonight and the ensuing fight that is already building from the Democrats, they oppose everyone that is on President Trump's list, not just the short list, but the list of 25 that are out there. They're going to fight everything for politics, but it may backfire on them, especially the Democrats who are in states that went heavily for President Trump and for whom those Democrats are now running for re-election. It may cost them re-election to oppose President Trump on this. We're going to take a look at that. We're going to take a look at what is up next throughout the week. Not only the NATO meeting that President Trump is going to, and why, as many people have asked, why are we still in NATO? It is 73 years after World War II ended, and the Soviet Union fell back in 1989, but we still have 35,000 troops stationed in Europe. The question is, why do we need to do that? That's one of the reasons why President Trump is saying they need to pay their 2% or what. They need to pay their entire defense budget. We don't need to be paying the defense budget for Europe. And we certainly don't need to be protecting them from Russia. And so after President Trump goes to NATO, then he is headed to the UK and to the protests by Sadiq Khan and the Trump baby balloon people. But they have other issues that have surfaced in the UK. Brexit, we've had the individual who was in charge, the Brexit minister, resign, said that Theresa May had eviscerated Brexit, that it was a sham. And two others resigned. So that means that three out of five ministers within the Brexit committee, or whatever it's called, there were five people that were working on Brexit, have now resigned. And the question is, will Theresa May face a recall election? Essentially, not a recall election, but will an election be called to replace her as prime minister? So we're going to be taking a look at that. And then by next Monday, President Trump will be in Helsinki meeting Vladimir Putin. And there are a lot of people in the military-industrial complex, both here and in Europe, who do not want to see that succeed. So we'll be talking about all that. Before we get into Supreme Court, I just want to hit a couple of news items out of Australia, because this is coming to America. It is coming worldwide. First of all, we have a new Australian law requires that all partners must say yes out loud, all sexual partners. This is part of the Me Too movement. And so you must say yes and say it loudly. Yes! And if you don't do that, you may be charged with rape. This all goes back to a five-year criminal battle for a guy whose name, interestingly enough, is Lazarus. After 5 years, he is now back from the dead in terms of a legal court battle. Now, they had a jury and two judges found that the woman had not consented. However, they could not agree whether or not he knew that she had not consented. So they're going to have a million-dollar advertising campaign, and it will teach people how to obtain a clear yes. And they will be telling everybody, putting up signs, and they will be running ads that say, no means no, and silence is not a yes. And it's going to actually be a law as well. However, no does not mean no when it comes to vaccinations. And silence is not a yes, but they say that it will be. You've had Australia, going back to 2016, Australia has really taken the lead along with California in terms of mandating vaccinations and penalizing people for it. Now, what Australia did initially was back in 2016, they introduced a campaign called No Jab, No Pay. Now, what that meant was that you would not get a family tax benefit if you did not have your children vaccinated. So there's a couple of problems with that. First of all, this idea that by not charging you some of the taxes that they are somehow paying you. This is the idea that Democrats always have here in America, that all their money, all your money belongs to them. Remember when President Trump passed the tax cut? We had Bernie Sanders wringing his hands along with the rest of the Democrats. But I thought he put it the best and the most succinctly. He said, they are raiding the Treasury. That's our money. All your money belonged to us. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi will fight you for every crumb on that table, every crumb on your dinner table. She wants to fight you for those crumbs because that money belongs to them, not to you. And so if they allow you to keep a small amount of money to help pay for your family expenses, they consider that to be an expenditure because they own you and they own everything that you, quote unquote, own. And so that's, first of all, no jab, no pay. You're not being paid. And quite frankly, while we're talking about medicine, if they really wanted to help people in Washington, instead of mandating that we buy Cadillac insurance policies that they decide what they're going to have, and instead of mandating that single men have to buy pregnancy care and so forth, they would allow us to keep some of our money to pay for the medical expenses, if that's really what they wanted to do. If they really wanted to help us to afford health care, then they would allow us to spend our money first on our health care before we send it to Washington. But no, they would rather have us send it to Washington so they can dole it out to us like children on an allowance. And that's what's behind all of this, because that gives them control. That's what Obamacare is essentially about. It's about taking control of your life. When the government provides you with health care, with education, with transportation, which is what they're working on right now, when they can give you all of those things and you are dependent upon them for all of those things, housing, food, health care, education, you name it, transportation, then their job is complete. They must make you completely dependent upon them. So, yeah, if you want to help people, let us pay for our health care before we send you the money, and let us pay for our children's care to some degree. So what did they have? That was, they said, if you don't get a vaccination, then you're not going to get your family tax benefit. This is in Australia. It worked out to $550 American. They would say that's not a lot in terms of a policy. Certainly, I would not jeopardize my child's health for that. And so they got about a quarter of a million families to succumb to that, however. It's like, all right, okay, if you're going to take away $550 from me in terms of tax savings, then I will endanger my child's life. Even though before I didn't believe that it was something that was safe or effective, I will do it now for $550. That's pretty sad that a quarter of a million families would do that. But not enough people were doing that. And so now they're upping the penalty in Australia. So instead of taking away your tax deduction of $550, they are going to now fine you $28 Australian every 2 weeks that your child is not up to date. So every 2 weeks, you get another penalty. And, of course, I imagine they're going to add, if they're anything like the IRS here in America, they will add interest and penalties on top of the other penalty when you don't pay it. But if they didn't have interest and penalties on that, if they just fine you straight up that amount every 2 weeks, that would work out to, guess what, $550 a year. So instead of taking away your deduction of $550, now they're going to actively take an additional $550 from you. So you lose your tax deduction of $550. Now they're going to penalize you $550 for not getting your kid vaccinated, because no does not mean no. And although you may have the right, and you should have the right, to consent when it comes to sex, when it comes to your health, the government doesn't want your consent. They don't care if you consent. And your silence does mean a yes to them. You better start talking about your medical freedom, or the government everywhere, Australia, California, Texas, you name it, the most red of the red states, they're going to take away your freedoms because they're coming after your First Amendment rights, your Second Amendment rights, your health freedom, everything, if we don't say no to them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So, yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So, please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now, free shipping on hundreds of different items, more than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus, X2 is 40% off, Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76, Silver Bullets, $9.95, colloidal silver, and free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, I was just talking in the last segment about Australia saying that they are going to not only take away tax deductions for children if you don't get them jabbed, no jab, no pay. That was 2016. That only got about 250,000 families to cave, and so that wasn't enough. So now they're going to start imposing a fine every 2 weeks to force them to do that. At the same time, they are spending millions of dollars to say that it's going to be against the law to have consensual sex unless the partners scream out loud, yes. They, you know, no means no. And silence is not consent unless it comes to vaccinations. And if you don't scream out loud and say you are not going to take away our freedom of choice when it comes to medicine, you're not going to take away our informed consent, right? It's one thing to have consent. Yes, you should have consent with sex, but you should also have consent with health. And it should be the parents who know their children the best and who have their children's best interest at heart. Of course, that was is not what's happening in California. They're going back as they go against Dr. Bob Sears, for example. They're going after a lot of different doctors. They went back to a case 4 years before they passed this recent law. Now, that should alarm everybody, regardless of what you think about vaccines. If they can pass a law taking away, number one, your medical choice, and number two, go back ex post facto and come after you for something that was legal at the time that it was done. Oh, but of course, this isn't a criminal law. This is just whether or not they can pull his license to practice medicine. And they are going to look at more cases in the past. And what was the basis of that? They said, well, he should have investigated this and done and not taken the word of the mother who said, I had my child took a vaccine and had a very bad reaction to this and described the reaction. And they said, well, you took the parents' word on that. It's like, well, they were there. And why wouldn't I take the parents' word on that? He said, most of the time, we are reliant upon parents and or patients to describe their reactions to certain things. You're not monitoring them constantly. So if somebody says, yeah, you know, I took that drug and I started having these symptoms and everything, it's like, okay, well, you know, you don't say, well, I don't know if I believe you, so take it again and let's see what happens. I mean, that's absolutely irresponsible. As he said, you don't, your first rule is to do no harm. That's what medical ethics has been since the time of the Greek physician Galen. But take a look at this story here. Are we any better here in the United States? We got the U.S. pushing, as we have so many times seen the U.S., pushing for the interest of Big Agra or Big Pharma. They're doing it again. The U.S. delegation at the U.N. is telling the different countries, breast milk is bad, baby formula is good. And if you don't buy baby formula from your manufacturers, we're going to take recriminations against you. This is from the New York Times. U.S. opposition to breastfeeding stuns the world. The U.S. delegation, embracing the interests of infant formula manufacturers, upended the delegations, saying that based on decades of research, they say that mother's milk is not healthy. No, actually it is. That's what decades of research have shown, that it is healthy. American officials sought to water down the resolution that was coming out of the UN saying mother's milk is the healthiest choice. You should try to do that first. They sought to water it down by removing language that called on governments to, quote, protect, promote, and support breastfeeding. And then another passage that called on policymakers to restrict the promotion of food products that many experts say can have deleterious effects on young children. So the Americans then went to the point by coming after Ecuador and saying, not only are we going to get Julian Assange, but if you drop the resolution, we will unleash punishing trade measures and withdraw crucial military aid. And the Ecuadorian government quickly acquiesced. Well, if they will give up on breast milk, I guess they will give up Julian Assange eventually. And that seems to be going in that direction. We've got the Obama administration, a whistleblowing report from Politico, saying that they had the chance to cripple the global heroin trade in Afghanistan. Because, you know, when we took over Afghanistan, the Taliban, about the only thing they did right was to crack down on the growing of poppy seed, which was the basis for all the heroin and opioids and that are now ravaging this country. But as we took that over, you saw the report. You had Geraldo Rivera there saying, well, I can't believe this. We've got American soldiers guarding the poppy fields here and helping these guys to get their product to market. It's like, oh, really? You can't believe that? You don't realize that. Maybe you missed that whole thing with the crack cocaine epidemic that the U.S. military was doing. I mean, it doesn't matter what the drug is. They will use it to fund their dark operations, the CIA and others. And so after we've been there now for how long has it been? 17 years and counting. As the Taliban had dropped the world's supply of heroin-based products coming out of Afghanistan, they had dropped it to a record low. Every year that we have been there, they have been getting record bumper crops of heroin products there, along with our assistance. And the Obama administration, actually, there was something that was drafted by the DEA. They called it Operation Reciprocity. And they said, let's get serious about this. This is a big problem because this is, you know, they're getting to where they have the lion's share of the world's supply of heroin and other opioids coming out of Afghanistan. We need to do something about this. So the DEA comes up with a plan. And the Obama administration, deputy chief of missions in Kabul, Tina Kedanow, said, no, we're not going to do that. They shut that down. She told Politico there were serious concerns that the plan would impact the White House Afghanistan strategy. Uh-huh. Yeah. How well has that worked out for us? I mean, we've let them continue to grow poppy seeds and poppy plants. They've had bumper crops, and we just keep pouring money into that place with no sign of improvement. And most of the area is now not under our control. But I think we do control all those poppy fields out there. I think we're doing just fine on that. They said this was the most effective and sustainable tool we had for disrupting and dismantling Afghan drug trafficking organizations and separating them from the Taliban. But it was killed by the Obama administration. Because what they want is exactly what they got. The big pharma and their opioids here, they got a pass. Now they're just started paying attention to this. They're going to come up with some regulations. And guess what? Those regulations aren't going to stop the problem. Instead, what they will do is add all kinds of additional problems without really addressing the opioid epidemic. It's going to give the government all kinds of controls over the things that you do, the medicines that you take. But it's not going to stop this because we've been fighting a war for 20 years to make this happen. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the ProPure Whole House Filtration System today.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. In this segment, we're going to get into President Trump's possible Supreme Court picks that he's going to announce tonight at 9 o'clock. But before we do, of course, this dramatic rescue in Thailand, these kids who are trapped in the cave, and they've just gotten some more out this morning. So now they have gotten 8 out. I think that it was maybe there's another 5 still left in there, I believe, that are in there. Of course, this is a young soccer team, or as they say everywhere else in the world, a football team. football team of young teenagers. They were taken in a hike of a cave with the adult that was with them, one adult, and the rest were kids. And as they were hiking, evidently it began raining, and I guess they had to flee up into this area as the caves began to fill up, because some of these areas, the opening is only about 28 inches across. It's incredibly narrow, and that is actually underwater. And so it's a very, very difficult situation. I got, at first we heard for a long period of time, it's been over 2 weeks since they disappeared. For a long period of time, it looked like maybe they had died, but there was an unrelenting search for them. And it was actually a British diver who found them, a British cave diver. And when you look at this, they're like a couple of miles back in there, something like 5 hours to get in there and 6 hours to get out in a trip. It's absolutely insane. Cave diving is one of the most frightening and dangerous things I can imagine. I scuba dived for a while when I was in high school. I got certified as a diver, and everybody warned me about that. I had one encounter, And I only got into the mouth of a cave, and it scared me to death. I got there. It was one of the worst experiences I ever had diving. I can't imagine somebody going hours into a cave, not knowing if these people were there. They had fled. They found them up on the ledge of one area. They had to bring in oxygen to them as well as food and so forth to keep them going. When you get into there, it's not just that you have no ability to go to the surface if you run out of air. And that's what happened to one of the Thai Navy SEAL divers. He ran out of air while he was in that long journey, and he drowned. And they're trying to get supplies in and out to the people there. And they're ferrying them out one by one. But the other part of it is just the fact that even if you have, there's no light, of course, in the cave, but even if you have a light, they are so muddy, so filled with silt, as you start moving the water around, it just turns into total darkness. You can't see anything at all. And then, of course, there's sharp rocks everywhere. I was, like I said, in high school, I was diving. I used to water ski a lot, loved to snorkel, loved that TV series Sea Hunt with Lloyd Bridges, Jeff Bridges' dad. Used to really enjoy that. So I thought, I want to do scuba diving. And everybody was, my parents were more upset about that than anything I ever did in my life was scuba diving. But I did it anyway. They let me do it. I got certified in it. And one day we were in a we were out on a freshwater river in Florida, and it was fed by springs. And I was over the spring, the mouth of the spring, and it just looked so beautiful in there. It was this beautiful aqua blue down there. And I thought, wow, that looks great. I'm going to go down there. And it was tough getting down there. So much water flowing out of it, even with the big scuba fins that you got. You know, it was tough to get down there. And as soon as I got into the mouth of the thing, I was kicking as hard as I could, just barely moving. But then after I got past the mouth, all of a sudden there was no water pushing back on me. It was all coming up around the sides, and it got very still and very quiet. And I looked down, and now it was all brown. It looked really awful. Why could it change color that radically? And so I come down and I stand on the base, and I'm looking, and everywhere I look, all around me, it just drops off into total darkness, total black. It's like, wow. Okay, I'm not interested in that. And then I look down, and all the silt from when I came down the bottom starts to just come up like the slow-motion fog. And it's coming up above my knees and still rising. It's like, okay, I got to get out of here now while I still can. So I started to go up, and then as I got to the mouth again, the current, which is very strong, grabbed me and slammed me over against the side. Fortunately, I did what they always teach you to do, which is put your hands over your head as you're ascending so that if you don't see something, it doesn't hit you in the head, knock you out or knock your mask off or something like that. But slammed me up against the jagged rock edge. So I can only imagine what it is like to go into this deep cave. It's incredible. But they've been able to get now 8 people out. I think they've got another 5 that they need to get out. And, of course, this is rainy season, and they're concerned that it is going to fill up again. They can walk some of the areas, but some of the very narrow areas, as you see there on the screen, some of the narrowest areas are still submerged. And these kids are weakened, and they don't know how to dive. So they gave them last-minute instructions. But we always have politicians who want to jump in on everything and try to make it visceral and try to make it about the children. And so we got Senator Durbin coming in and comparing these kids that are trapped in the caves, comparing them to the kids that are detained at the border. Here's Senator Durbin with his absurd analogy.
Here, let me start with the Supreme Court. Mitch McConnell has said he'd like to see it go in the direction of either Thomas Hardiman or Raymond Kethridge, believing that they would be less controversial, perhaps, than the other two. What's your assessment of that, sir?
Before I get into that, hearts and prayers are with those boys in Thailand trapped in the cave. I hope our hearts and prayers are also with thousands of children, toddlers and infants removed from their parents by the Trump administration under zero tolerance. They're trapped in a bureaucratic cave, too.
Trapped in a bureaucratic cave. Now, here's the analogy, Dick Durbin. Okay, what the real analogy of this is, the parents have said, all right, we don't blame the coach or whatever his position is, the adult that was with him. We don't blame him for doing this. It was an accident. But if you want an analogy, it's adults taking kids into a dangerous area, like crossing the border. And if you want another analogy, the border guards are like these British and Thai divers who are going in there and rescuing them from this dangerous situation, because that happens at the border all the time. When you go across that dangerous border, a lot of people trying to cross that border have died of thirst or have been killed by dangerous, if you want to make it a nautical analogy, pirates, if you will. But, of course, they're the human traffickers, the drug cartel people. So you've got criminals as well as a hostile environment that can kill you. That's the analogy. And when you take a kid in there, whether it is simply out of stupidity or because you think it's worth it, because you're looking for that pot of gold at the end called the American welfare state, and that's what needs to be removed. That is more important, in my opinion, than putting a wall up. Yes, we've got to have a wall if we're going to have a welfare state that is pulling people in and a war on drugs that is pushing them in. But we need to get rid of those two incentives, because if we don't, you're never going to stop the flow of people who are coming into this country if you don't stop the reward at the end of the line. So we've incentivized them to put their kids at risk. Now, there's no analogy for that in the cave, but that is really what is happening. And if you want to know who's incentivizing it, it is people like Dick Durbin, the same people who say we need to shut down and abolish ICE. Don't worry about the cartel people. They're good. Yeah, they're just young kids. Yeah, young kids that hack other young kids to death. What do you think they're going to do when they get older? They're going to be turning their attention outside of their own Hispanic community, because the kids that they're hacking to death are other immigrants for the most part. That's what's happening in New York. That's what's happening in Maryland. That's what's happening across this country. And it's the Democrats in California that helped to create MS-13 by giving them sanctuary. It was a group that, as they stayed in California, that's when they got traction. That's when they turned into an international organization. But they're not the only ones. We've got the Trinitarios from all these different countries that are coming in, and we have absolutely no way to protect our children. How about that?
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their technique. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural production, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to talk about the next battle in the American Civil War. Still a political fight at this moment. But the sides are shaping up. President Trump has not announced who his pick is going to be, but the Democrats have already announced that they will fight it, whoever it is. And it's going to create political issues for them in certain states as well. Before we get to the updates on the Supreme Court, and of course, President Trump is going to announce that tonight, but there's been a lot of news about it so far in terms of who these people are. So we're going to talk about who the players are, what the tactics and strategies are going to be, what President Trump said he is seeking to do with this. Before we do, real quickly, though, I want to remind you about the sale that we have, our 4th of July super sale. We've extended. It is now free shipping store-wide, as well as 50% off on many of our most popular products, things like Brain Force Plus, 50% off with free shipping. We have Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. All the Super Blue products, two flavors of toothpaste, as well as a mouthwash and immune gargle spray. All of those products have the good halogen iodine in them. They don't have the bad halogen fluoride. And they also have nano silver, a great way to fight both virus and bacteria. Bacteria that can cause gum disease, that leads to tooth loss, leads to heart disease. All those Super Blue dental products are 50% off with free shipping. And finally, we have InfoWars Live Select Storable Food, the 3-month supply, 50% off plus free shipping. That is a big dollar savings. That's a heavy item to ship, and so that's a big savings when you get that free shipping. A 3-month supply, that's storable food, 25 years storable, all made in the USA, non-GMO, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere on storable food. You can find all these and many more at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide. Big discounts on many of our most popular products. All right, let's go to what President Trump said about his upcoming pick tonight. Again, there's four names that are still in the running. People are laying odds as to who it's going to be. And we'll tell you what the favorites, who the favorites are and what the issues are. But here's what President Trump had to say in terms of what he is looking for in a Supreme Court pick.
Over the last year, Justice Gorsuch has embodied the most sacred principles of the court, making impartial decisions based upon the Constitution. In choosing Justice Kennedy's replacement, my greatest responsibility is to select a justice who will faithfully interpret the Constitution as written.
Okay, and so that's President Trump saying that the real issue is to get somebody who's going to be an impartial referee, who's going to take the Constitution as it is written, not what they would like it to be. So we have two different types of judges here. We got the judges who say the Constitution is a living document. And so we really shouldn't care that much about what it actually says. And so these types of justices, of which Kennedy, I think, was one of the best examples, will take a look at what public opinion is, or they'll take a look, as Justice Kennedy frequently did. He would look at the laws of other nations. He would give them equal weight to our own Constitution. I hope we don't replace Justice Kennedy with somebody that is like Justice Kennedy. I hope we replace him with somebody that's more like Scalia. Now, two of these four people that are on the list clerked for Kennedy. One of them clerked for Scalia. Amy Barrett clerked for Scalia. Now, Scalia, I disagreed with Scalia on some issues, but he always said that his goal, and I believe that his goal, was to try to interpret the law as it was written. You know, even when you try to be objective, it can still be very subjective. And you can still interject your opinion in there, even if you think that you're being objective. It's just like the news media. You know, people who tell you that they're totally objective either are deceiving themselves or just flat out lying to you. And I think the same thing is true of justices. That's why we do look at their political opinions. It is a political position. And unfortunately, we do have conservative and liberal seats and so forth. We have demographic seats that are there. That's a lot of attention is paid to that. And so who are the people that are being considered? Well, the front runner for the Washington establishment, the rumor mill, as they say, as well as most of the people who are doing online betting, actually taking bets on this stuff, the front runner is Brett Kavanaugh. Now, this is a guy that has long ties to the Bush family. He was he worked in the Bush White House, the George W. Bush White House. They nominated him for his current position in 2006. But a lot of conservatives take issue with the fact that he pushed through the template for Obamacare. Now, when you look at the Constitution, again, there is nothing specifically in there about health care, which to me would say that the Ninth and Tenth Amendment rule here, that the federal government has no authority in it. And yet, he came up with the prevarication that if we make it a tax, then the federal government can run that through. Well, a lot of us don't believe that the federal government has the ability to directly tax us unless it is explicitly given that power in specific legislation. You look at the tax protesters, and they will their main point of contention is that the constitutional amendment that gave them the ability to directly tax us was not properly constituted, was not properly passed, and so forth. But that was for the income tax. That doesn't mean that they can tax us for each and everything that comes up to force us to get health care. We understand what this was about. It was about forcing us to get the health care that they want as an intermediate step to single-payer health care. But he was the one who provided the roadmap. And so a lot of people, because of his connections to the GOP establishment, because of that decision where he provided the roadmap, say, well, we'll just call it a tax. A lot of people are saying that he is looking like an unreliable vote for the Constitution, just like John Roberts is very suspicious on this. And then, of course, there was another ruling, and this is more recent. This is the ruling known by many people as the teen immigration abortion case, Garza versus Hargan. This was the pregnant teenager, foreign citizen, who came here and demanded that the American government pay for her abortion. And he joined with the majority in the D.C. court where he is to say that, yes, they have to pay for her abortion. That was overruled by the Supreme Court. I believe that was overruled by the Supreme Court. Nevertheless, to say that people can come here from any country and that we should then pay for their abortions is something that I believe is way over the limit of just interpreting the Constitution as it is written. Way over the limit. Trump advisors are saying that they believe that the two Supreme Court candidates are a tougher sell. They say that Kethledge and Hardiman are going to be tougher sells than Kavanaugh because of his establishment connections, or harder sell than Barrett because of her support with grassroots people. Reuters reported last week that conservative federal court judges Kethledge and Kavanaugh were the two most serious contenders being considered by Trump, citing a source familiar with the process. Well, we'll see about this. Kethledge is somebody that is also dearly loved by the GOP establishment. Mitch McConnell has been pushing him quite a bit. McConnell has said he doesn't want a SCOTUS battle in election year. He says, he's telling everybody, well, we can get Kethledge through. He's going to be an easy person to push through. There's been a lot of whispers and multiple phone calls made to the president, according to sources in Washington, to nominate Kethledge. So there's been a whisper campaign conducted on his benefit. Time magazine reported that Trump has now adopted the label Gorsuch 2.0 for Kethledge. Now, this is something that was started by Hugh Hewitt and a lot of other never-Trumpers saying, oh, yeah, this is Gorsuch 2.0. Well, the people who have looked at his opinions, like Ken Blackwell, who was a senior member of the Trump transition team, said, no, he's more like Souter 2.0. Ken Blackwell said that Kethledge's supporters are trying to sell him based on the fact that after a decade on the court, he's never issued a ruling that incensed the left. He said, you know, the last time we had somebody like that, it was David Souter. And actually, New York Times' Jeffrey Rosen wrote about Souter's retirement. Said when he was nominated for the court by George H.W. Bush in 1990, Souter was sold as a confirmable stealth candidate who had proved to be a reliable conservative. Instead, he turned out to be an unapologetic liberal. That's what you get when you get people that don't have a record there. So that's the candidate that is being pushed by Mitch McConnell for the most part. Also, the Koch brothers like Kethledge, the Cato Institute, that has opposed President Trump on immigration, on trade, and other things, but especially on immigration, like Kethledge, because he has had some rulings, even though there haven't been big rulings, he's had some rulings where he allowed an illegal alien that had overstayed their visa, spent 10 years in the U.S. illegally trying to obtain an employment visa. Another case, he joined an opinion that blocked the deportation of a criminal immigrant who had been in the U.S. on a green card. He lied about his U.S. Citizenship application, and as he was allowed to stay here by Kethledge, he went on to commit Grand Theft Auto. I'm not talking about the video game.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny, and America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So, yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So, please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now. Free shipping on hundreds of different items. More than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus. X2 is 40% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76. Silver Bullets, $9.95 colloidal silver. And free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As we were talking about the possible Supreme Court picks tonight from President Trump, we've got Kavanaugh, who is, as Dianne Feinstein said, the Bush speaks loudly through him. And she has also spoken out against against Amy Barrett, saying that she disagrees with her, saying that, if you remember the confirmation hearings that just happened a few months ago, she came back to her and she said, dogma lives loudly in you. So dogma lives loudly in Amy Barrett, according to Dianne Feinstein, and the Bush speaks loudly through Kavanaugh. Well, I'd rather have her dogma than the Bush family speaking through him. But he also pushed Obamacare, again, saying it's, we could call it a tax. How about that? And that was ultimately the approach taken by the Supreme Court. You know, it's kind of interesting. You talk about Roberts. Here's a guy who, and I don't know if this has ever happened before. I don't know of any time this has happened. We have a Supreme Court justice who's written both the concurring and dissenting opinion. Everybody had said it was going to lose 5-4. And then at the last minute, it went the other way because Roberts flipped. He had already written the opinion saying that the government can't force us to purchase health care insurance. There is no constitutional authority for that. And then he wrote the opinion on the other side, saying, well, but we could call it a tax, which is what Kavanaugh did. But we could call it a tax and we could force people to do that. Well, no, I have problems with that as well. But nevertheless, as we looked at that, it's like, did somebody blackmail him or something? Many of us have suspected, don't have any proof of that. Many of us, however, have suspected. And, of course, it's now been revealed that the deep state has been very interested in all those interesting people. You know, not bad people, but interesting people. You know, we had Michael Hayden, the former head of the CIA, the former head of the NSA as well, bragging about the fact that they're not interested in bad people. It's not there to protect you from bad people. They're there to look at interesting people. You know, that's exactly what J. Edgar Hoover did throughout all those years. He had all kinds of files to blackmail people with. He had to do it a little bit. He had to do it the old-fashioned way. He couldn't just listen to everything that everybody did or watch everything they did on social media. The tools that they have now are much better with that. So we don't really know what happened with that, but I've always been suspicious of that. And, of course, besides the Obamacare, Kavanaugh also said that, yes, the American government is required to provide abortions to any foreign citizens who criminally trespass into our country if they demand it from our government. So that kind of crosses him off my list. Kethledge is loved by the Never Trumpers. They've started a campaign calling him Gorsuch 2.0. Conservatives have come back and said, well, if you look at his open borders decisions, he looks kind of like a stealth candidate. Yes, that's what Mitch McConnell wants, but he also looks like somebody who likes the open border agenda of the Koch brothers. They've started calling him Souter 2.0. Not just a stealth candidate, but a stealth activist liberal candidate. So that brings us to Judge Hardiman. He was not somebody who was listed at the end of the week last week. We were told there were three candidates. Then over the weekend, it became four candidates. Thomas Hardiman, if you recall, was supposedly the runner-up to Gorsuch in the last Trump appointment. He is somebody who doesn't have, as Above the Law points out, there is a Team Barrett that is pushing for Judge Barrett to become a Supreme Court pick. There's also a Team Kavanaugh, which would be all the GOP establishment, the Bush people. But there isn't any Team Hardiman. But he doesn't need a Team Hardiman because President Trump's sister knows him very well, actually is a longtime colleague of his on the Third Court and Third Circuit Court and a big promoter of Hardiman. So when we come back, we're going to talk about Hardiman. As we've talked about the other two men, and we've also talked last week about Amy Barrett, we're going to give you an update on that. We're going to tell you what the Democrats' battle plan is to try to stop whoever President Trump picks. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the Candida, it's back in stock. The real red pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to take just a little bit more time about these judges because, of course, President Trump is going to make his pick tonight. He said we're going to look for somebody who will make their decisions according to the written law. And, of course, that's what we just saw happen with the Supreme Court, with a majority decision in terms of what was wrongfully called the Muslim ban. As I pointed out, there were seven countries on that ban. Two of them were not Muslim. The remaining five Muslim countries were countries that President Obama went to war against. So that would mean that there are dangerous people there, wouldn't it? I mean, we should have had a declaration of war, but the Democrats didn't have a problem when President Trump said, I'm going to bomb those areas because there's bad people there. So, okay, sure, go ahead. We'll just sit back and not have a declaration or anything. But those five countries that we're told it's racist to vet anybody coming from there, that this is a Muslim ban. No, actually, there are 50 countries that have a Muslim majority. And so that's means that 90% of the countries that have Muslim majorities are not affected by this travel ban, which was additional vetting. But it was the Supreme Court that shut that down. Because the president, under the Constitution, has not only the authority, but the duty to protect our borders, according to the Constitution. And they looked at the law rather than President Trump's supposed statements or motivations that they're trying to read his motivations into the law. No, it's what the law says. It's what the Constitution says that matters. But we see a lot of things being read into the Constitution by these various individuals. As I pointed out, we've had Kavanaugh read the idea that we have to provide an abortion to a foreign citizen who criminally trespasses in the United States. I have a problem with that. And he is a Bush friend. So hopefully he is not on the short list, but everybody, he is the odds-on favorite by the online bettors. We have Hardeman, as I was saying at the top of the hour, somebody that doesn't have a lot of support from the GOP establishment, doesn't have support from the grassroots like Amy Barrett does, but he has support from President Trump's sister, who has served with him for a long time on the Third Circuit Court. And he has not clerked for anybody as a any of the Supreme Court justices. Of course, the other people, two of them clerked for Kennedy. Amy Barrett clerked for Scalia. Another strike, in my opinion, in her favor. As a matter of fact, when I didn't know very much about these people, I just went down the list. I said, well, everybody's talking about Kavanaugh, but this guy clerked for Scalia, and he was appointed by the Bushes. I don't know about that. And then when I saw that Barrett clerked for Scalia, I thought, well, that's a good sign. That's a good sign because Scalia at least always talked about the importance of sticking to the letter of the law. Ann Coulter has pointed out that Hardeman worked for an organization that provided legal aid to immigrants in court. That organization was funded with a Soros grant of $10,000 to $25,000. That organization, AYUDA, was funded by that grant. So she has questioned whether or not this guy has an open borders agenda because of the funding that was provided to that organization via Soros. The Hardeman was also reportedly recommended to President Trump by Mitch McConnell. So that's two people that he would like Kethledge as well as Hardeman he would like to push through. It's almost like anybody but Barrett for Mitch McConnell, which would be another factor in her favor, in my opinion. We have a law professor saying that the possible SCOTUS nominee is extremist for believing that Americans have a right to own and carry firearms. So this is a point in the favor of Thomas Hardeman. Again, he is the one that is the friend and colleague of President Trump's sister. A law professor described him as an extremist. This is Adam Winkler at the University of California, Los Angeles School of Law, said he believes the government has very little leeway in regulating guns. Well, see, that would be what the text says. When the text says, shall not infringe, that means you don't touch it. You don't get around the edges of that. You don't take your fence and move it gradually onto our rights, our property, and say, that's mine. That's what the Constitution says. That's what the Second Amendment says. And so, yeah, he believes that. That's good. He thinks the only type of gun control laws that are constitutionally permissible are the ones that existed at the founding, which there weren't any. They came for the not only for the state-of-the-art military weapons, but they came for the cannons at Concord and Lexington, just like Santa Ana came for the cannon. You know that come-and-take-it flag? What's it got on it? Yeah, we got a lot of retakes on that where they put a modern rifle on there, an AR-15 or something. But what was originally on there was a cannon. There weren't any restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms because it wasn't restricted to hunting. It wasn't restricted even to personal defense. It was also there for a tyrannical government, both domestic or foreign. Hardeman wrote a 40-page dissent in a case, Drake versus Philco, where he argued the Second Amendment guarantees the right to carry a firearm in public, quote, because the need for self-defense naturally exists both outside and inside the home. I would hold that the Second Amendment applies outside the home. All right, so that's good. So that's the first constitutional decision that we've seen from any of these judges. The two guys with the K names, I don't see any good decisions from them. But Hardeman, he's got at least that to his name. Democrats have a plan to try to stop President Trump. As Pilot Online says, they realize that it is a long shot, and it is a long shot. Nevertheless, you've got prominent activist groups like Demand Justice, Indivisible, Move On, and Progressive Change Campaign Committee are planning a week of protests regardless of who President Trump picks. As a matter of fact, they've already got Demand Justice planning to spend $5 million in states with senators who might flip. Who would those be? That would be the people who are up for re-election and who are running in a state that was widely carried by President Trump. Those are Democrats that are going to, they're going to spend $5 million trying to shore them up to vote against whoever President Trump picks. And as they're saying, they're going to have to do something to try to appease the base. They don't have much of a hand. It's a weak hand, as President Trump would say. He is holding all the cards. He's holding the Trump cards with this, as he is with the China trade deal, I believe. Here's the newly minted Democrat senator from Alabama, Doug Jones, on what he's planning on doing. Play video clip four.
Just to put some context around this, Neil Gorsuch, the president's first nominee for the Supreme Court, got three Democratic votes. You weren't in the Senate then, but you come from a more Republican state than those Democratic senators. Hard to imagine you voting no. Fair?
Well, I don't think that that's fair one way or another, Dana. I think that I've got to look at this nominee. I'm going to make an independent judgment. That's my job. I come from a place with a former senator and Howell Heflin, former Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. He understood the role of the Senate as with that shared responsibility. And I'm going to make an independent judgment and a view. I don't think anyone should expect me to simply vote yes for this a nominee just simply because my state may be more conservative than others. I'm going to make an independent look at this because I think, you know, even the people of Alabama like to make sure they have judges that adhere to the rule of law.
So he's going to present himself as an independent while he toes the party line. And we all said this is exactly what you're going to get in Alabama if you vote for Doug Jones. And that's what they're getting right now. They're going to get it good and hard from Doug Jones. But Claire McCaskill is running for re-election in Missouri, and she's very upset that everything now is about the Supreme Court. She said that her opponent, Attorney General Josh Hawley, is comfortable talking about everything that's Supreme Court, but she's not, because she's going to be caught between her party and a hard election. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight. We've been talking about the four names that are still listed as possible selections by President Trump tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. He's going to announce who his choice is. But, of course, the left has announced that regardless of who that is, they're going to fight it. It's going to be a problem for some of the senators who are running for re-election in red states. But, nevertheless, you've got liberal groups that are going to fund propaganda advertising campaigns quite heavily. Just one of them is going to spend $5 million to fight whoever it is that President Trump picks. So I think, and quite frankly, I just hope President Trump doesn't cave or go with Mitch McConnell's recommendations for some establishment candidate, because it's going to be easy to get them through. It's not going to be easy to get anybody through. You need to have your base energized about this. You need to have somebody that is going to be respected by your base. When we look at what happened to Bork in terms of confirmation, understand that they changed the terms for Supreme Court confirmation to just 51 votes. And even though we've got John McCain out, if they get a tie, the vice president is the tie-breaking vote there. And there's some Democrats who in the past have crossed party lines to vote for Neil Gorsuch and are now very close to an election and may do it again. But, of course, the lead in all of this is opposition is coming from Planned Parenthood. They are demanding special personal liberty standards is what they call it, personal liberty standards. Now, I just want you to think about this for a moment. Do they want personal liberty when it comes to vaccine mandates? Is that what Planned Parenthood is about? Because, you know, they're about women's health, right? No. They will mandate vaccines for babies, for men, and for women. No, they don't have a problem with that. They're not for personal liberty standard when it comes to search warrants or when it comes to free speech, especially on social media. No, the Democrats don't support that. We'll talk about that in just a little bit here. They don't stand for personal liberty when it comes to the freedom to choose what restaurant you want to eat at. You know, they just heckled Mitch McConnell, who was at a restaurant. They attacked Bannon at a bookstore and so forth. You know, there's a funny meme that was floating around, said the Democrats haven't thrown this many people out of restaurants for the last 50 years when they used to do it throwing black people out of restaurants. That's the party that really hasn't changed that much. They change the groups that they act on behalf of, but their tactics, their authoritarian tactics remain the same. Do they really want to stand up for the freedom to choose what you're going to do in terms of your education for your children, or to choose for teachers whether they're going to join a union or not? That was another Supreme Court case that just went through. No, they don't. They're not pro-choice whether you join a union or pro-choice about how you provide health care for your kids or what kind of health care you can take individually. They're not pro-choice about any of that stuff. They're not pro-choice about your freedom of speech or your freedom to go to a restaurant in peace. But when it comes to abortion, they want to call that personal liberty. So you have a lady, Dawn Laguens, I think is the way you pronounce her name. She has taken the place of Cecile Richards, who has stepped down. She's kind of been the face of Planned Parenthood, saying, we are calling for a personal liberty standard. And she defines that as contraception, abortion, and marrying who you choose. That's it. That's it. And that's their definition of personal liberty. Everything else the government will mandate and punish you on. Now, Kelsey Grammer, who is the star, of course, of Frasier, was also in Cheers, had some important things to say, I think, about reproductive rights. He said to call it reproductive rights is dishonest. It's abortion. He said if someone has to die as a result of a rape, then we should kill the rapist, not the unborn child. Exactly right. He said it's a dicey game, but if you have to have you have to have respect for life and you have to have respect for choice, then you can't take life away from an infant. He says there's not much that makes me angry, but injustice does. And he's got a great T-shirt that he's pictured in that article from Breitbart wearing. It's from an organization called abort73.com. And they are about getting rid of Roe v. Wade, which goes back to 1973. And the T-shirt there, for those of you listening to this, is a picture of a handgun. And it says, would it bother us more if they used guns? Talking about the killing of millions, tens of millions of babies because of Roe v. Wade. And Kelsey Grammer goes on to say, we've distorted things to the point where people believe that anyone who opposes mothers killing their babies is waging a war on women. Boy, how true that is. When the only choice that the left supports is the choice to kill your baby. Nowhere else are they pro-choice. Nowhere else are they pro-choice. They're not pro-choice about defending your life. They want to take the guns away from women who are the ones who are the in the most need of it. Let's just stop here for a minute and go to this story about this thug going into behind the counter of a restaurant. This was in Milwaukee, and there's video footage of this guy going behind the counter and punching this woman in the face. She is suffered serious injuries from this. She reels away, and as he starts to pursue her, another woman who is in the kitchen pulls out a gun. Look at that. It's just amazing how hard he hit her, starts to pursue her, and the other woman who is there in the kitchen is licensed for concealed carry, and she pulls out a gun, and he walks away. Now, when you look at a situation like that, you tell me what's going to protect the woman. You care about women, you care about women's lives, and you want to take the guns that they use to protect their lives, to protect other women, you want to take those out of their hands? You say this is about health care for women? It's not about health care for women. You don't care about any regulations that protect the health of women. Here in Texas, where you're going to have an operation, that's what abortion is, you're going to have an operation, and yet you are going to do this in facilities that have narrow hallways, narrow doorways, so that you can't get a gurney through there in case something goes wrong. They take all kinds of shortcuts because nothing matters to them other than the abortion. It has become a death cult. And so Kelsey Grammer says, we've distorted things to the point where people believe that anyone who opposes mothers killing their babies is waging war on women. How can we be so foolish to believe such a thing? One must be able to recognize the depravity to which we have sunken as a society when valuing a baby's life is frowned upon. That's right. So I would say, based on that, we have to rule out Kavanaugh, who says the government must provide abortions and pay for them for foreign citizens who trespass here criminally. Like, how do you justify that? How do you justify that? How do you justify putting somebody in the Supreme Court that would make a decision like that in a federal court? And again, Kavanaugh is the preferred choice of the GOP establishment and people like Mitch McConnell. See, this is why nothing ever changes, because Mitch McConnell and the GOP establishment constantly tell you that they're on your side when it comes to borders and taxes and wars and pro-life and everything, but then they do everything to do just the opposite once they get in. They are the controlled opposition. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? we would not be having the victories we have today. So, yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So, please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now. Free shipping on hundreds of different items. More than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus. X2 is 40% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76. Silver Bullets, $9.95 colloidal silver. And free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to get into some Second Amendment news here. One last bit here about the Supreme Court today. So to sum up, we've got the two judges whose names start with K. Makes it easy to remember. Both of them have open borders credentials, seem to be pro-abortion. They look like a couple of David Souters, quite frankly. That's Kavanaugh and Kethledge. Hardiman is somebody who, again, doesn't have the support of the grassroots, doesn't have the support of the GOP establishment, but he does have the support of President Trump's sister, who knows with him and has worked with him on the Third Circuit. And he looks very solid on the Second Amendment. However, there are questions about his involvement with an immigrants' rights group that got funded by George Soros. Amy Barrett looks to be the most solid. And, of course, she is somebody that would make the Democrats play by their own demographic rules. That's Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, right? You make the other side abide by their rules. If the demographic party is all going to be about identity politics, you make them play by those rules. Also puts them in a difficult position because these guys just validated her for the position that she has on a circuit court just last fall. So these same senators just voted to approve her, and they're going to have to turn around and vote against her and vote against President Trump in an election year in some of the states that were heavily carried by Trump. So that would put a great deal of pressure on them. Besides her background and being a clerk for Scalia, she is also a mother to seven children, biological and adopted, and she is affectionately called Judge Dogma, making fun of the fact that Dianne Feinstein put her religious prejudice on full display saying that she was not qualified because she was a Christian who had sincerely held beliefs. And we were all outraged by that when that happened this last fall. Really? You're going to have a litmus test that not only do you have to support the murder of innocent children, but if we find any evidence that you have religious convictions in your life, you're going to be disqualified by the likes of Dianne Feinstein. So double down and call her Judge Dogma. And I hope that she is the one that President Trump picks. And of course, over the weekend, so at the top of the Drudge Report, Orrin Hatch, I don't know if he was trying to push in one direction or the other, or if he had heard something. But he talked about the selection of a Supreme Court justice by President Trump, and he used the female pronoun twice. And, of course, she is the only one that is on the short list who is a female, said that they will do everything they can to paint her as a closet partisan, also saying a justice... we want what America needs is a justice who says what the law is, not what she wants it to be. So he did it not once, but twice. Those gender-specific pronouns. I guess he should have used a Z or something, right? But he used she. So that's kind of interesting. Either Orrin Hatch knows something, or maybe, like so many Republicans, he would like to see President Trump pick Amy Barrett. All right, let's talk about the Second Amendment. I just talked about that armed coworker. Female coworker who stopped the big aggressive guy who just walks behind the counter and smashes someone. We don't know what it was about. Maybe it was a domestic dispute or something. Female employee who gets smashed in the face. She is in suffered very serious injuries. And then he is still coming after her. And the lady behind her, as she's walking in that direction, pulls out a gun and he walks away. As a Milwaukee alderman said, he said, "It is sickening to see this unsuspecting worker assaulted so brutally by this individual. It was an unprovoked attack, and I'm asking anyone with any information to please contact the police immediately." He said, "One can only imagine what might have occurred if that employee had not pulled out her weapon." Well, absolutely. He most likely wouldn't have stopped at the lady that he had a beef with. He might have beat up the other woman if she'd tried to help her in any way. Or maybe just might have, he might have killed both of them and get rid of the witnesses. Who knows? We are going to have legal fights for the Second Amendment. And it's important, that's why it's important that these two judges that start with a K are not picked by President Trump. At the very least, regardless of Hardiman being soft on the borders, at least he is there on the Second Amendment. And these fights are coming. The California Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that they were not going to block a law that was put in by the California legislature that said that that no semi-automatic handguns would be allowed to be sold unless they stamped identifying information on bullet casings as they're being fired. Now, there are no guns that are made that way. There is no gun manufacturer that makes a gun like that. And the California legislature knew that. That's why they passed that law. And it's another illustration of why we have the term infringement there. Because this is a case where they come in and say, well, you're not going to have a gun unless it imprints identifying information on bullet casings as it's firing them. Well, that's an infringement. And in this particular case, this is an infringement that results in an outright gun ban. To put a condition on the sale of these guns, to make a condition that the guns do something that no guns are capable of doing, is a de facto ban. And that has now been passed by the California legislature. It has now been upheld by the California Supreme Court. And this was actually two Thursdays ago. And the bottom line is that this type of case is ultimately going to go to the Supreme Court. And that's where the gun rights for the people in California are going to be upheld, or they're going to be shut down. It's going to be in the Supreme Court. That's why this is so important. There was a protest over the weekend in Chicago, even though they have some of the most strict gun control laws in the country and the highest gun crime, because those two things are positively correlated. The more gun control laws you have, the more violence you have from guns in these gun-free areas. You had left-wing protesters led by the Reverend Jesse Jackson shutting down all northbound lanes of Chicago's Dan Ryan Expressway had signs like, we need jobs. Well, they're getting jobs. They're getting jobs. It's funny that they would pull signs there saying, we need jobs, when we have record job growth and the best that we have seen in terms of the minority communities, in terms of jobs. We've never seen anything like this, and yet they're out there on a gun protest saying, we need jobs. Absolutely, totally clueless as to what's going on in this country, as well as the Second Amendment. The governor there, Bruce Rauner, who is a Republican, but he's a very left-wing Republican, said in a statement that protesters ignored the boundaries that were set by highway workers and that they would face arrest and possible prosecution. And he complained on Twitter. He said, we gave them a corridor where they could do a peaceful protest, but instead they shut down everything. And, you know, you shut down the highway like that, you can endanger people's lives because you can block emergency vehicles like ambulances from getting through. So when he tweeted that out, when the governor tweeted out that he was disappointed that they went beyond the boundaries that they had for a safe protest and shut down the entire highway, you got Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, the guy that was Obama's ran his staff for a while, fired back a reply, said, delete your account. That's what we're going to see. That's what we're going to see. And here's the most worrisome thing, I think. We've had the UN Small Arms Trade Treaty that has been floating around for quite some time. Before I came to work here at InfoWars, I was covering the efforts to push this thing through, the UN Small Arms Trade Treaty. They want to make sure, this is the stated purpose of the UN Arms Trade Treaty, is to make sure that small arms do not cross borders. Well, the way that they do that is to make sure that they track everything inside the country. And this goes back to the Fast and Furious stuff. That I'm absolutely convinced. Of course, we had the New York Times point out that Fast and Furious was a false flag operation. And this was a false flag operation that involved multiple administrations, not just the Obama administration. That was when it blew up in their face, when you had a law enforcement agent get killed by some of the guns that they were deliberately smuggling so they could create a problem so they could push this UN arms trade treaty through. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what just happened with that. Stay with us.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful Myco's DX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. Myco's DX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. Myco's DX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to talk about what's going on with the UN and the Second Amendment. The UN is always coming after our Second Amendment. You know, we're talking about the fact that it was just last week. We're talking about how many arms are in the hands of private individuals throughout the world compared to the governments. And it's an amazing amount of arms. But, of course, about 40% of the arms in private hands are here in America because of the Second Amendment. And the UN hates that, and they have a long-term plan to shut that down. And we've had some bad information just come out on that front, something that's happened at the UN under Nikki Haley. That's absolutely amazing what's happened in just the last couple of days at the UN. Maybe she should pay more attention to what the UN is doing and less time pushing a renewed war with Russia. We're going to get to what's going on with the UN and the arms trade treaty in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of our 4th of July super sale that we've extended at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off many different items. We've got 50% off DNA Force Plus. That's a very big dollar savings, along with free shipping. Also, the Real Red Pill, Super Male, and Super Female Vitality, all of those 50% off with free shipping. All Super Blue products, that's two flavors of toothpaste as well as a mouthwash, immune gargle spray, all of those 50% off with free shipping. And, of course, they all have nano silver, very effective at killing both virus and bacteria. And we have Alexa Pure Breeze, our silent, attractive, very effective air filter for your home, $100 off with free shipping. That's the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide and 50% off many of our most popular items at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. As we're going to break, I told you how this has been a long-term agenda of both the Republican and the Democrat establishment, the gun walker programs that they had. Let's see if we can create demand and a panic about guns walking across the border. So you had a false flag attack, as the New York Times pointed out, eventually turned into Fast and Furious. It eventually blew up in the face of the Obama administration with a law enforcement officer being killed with one of those guns. But, of course, a lot of people were killed by the guns that they trafficked across because they were giving them to criminals on the other side. And they were trying to get that agenda back. I believe that it was no coincidence that 1 week before they were going to have the vote, and that was back in July of 2012. I was there at the UN. We were filming interviews with people. We were filming the protests that were going on by the gun control people and so forth. But it was 1 week before this this vote on the UN Arms Trade Treaty was to come up that they had the shooting in Colorado, in Aurora, Colorado, a shooting that I find to be, to this day, very suspicious. The guy who was a psychiatry student, he had been given grants. He was one of the top students, seemed to be very intelligent, and he turned into a zombie from that point on. This is a guy who somehow, even though he was a psychiatry student, he somehow rigged his home with explosives. He accumulated all of these firearms somehow on the grant money that he had to go to school. He got all these firearms and became something like a Navy SEAL. And then he turned into a catatonic joker afterwards. And all that happened, that whole thing happened 1 week before they were to have the UN Arms Trade Treaty, because they had to erase the death of that federal agent that happened with Fast and Furious. There he is, the Joker. So I've been very suspicious that he was the shooter. I've been very suspicious about their motivations, very suspicious about the timing. Everything about that was suspicious. But now they keep coming back again and again and again. And if they're going to stop firearms from crossing the border, then the only way that they can do that is to track everything about guns within the United States. See, that's where this is all headed. It was all there to create a massive surveillance state for anybody who touches a firearm. And now we have just had the United States agree to full implementation of the UN Gun Control Pact. Where is Nikki Haley? What is she doing when this happens? I mean, at the beginning of the program, I told you how the UN was condemning the idea with the World Health Organization, condemning the idea that they would women would do natural breastfeeding. Say, no. We want you to get formula. As a matter of fact, they twisted the arm of Ecuador to make them go that direction. And now they are talking about full implementation of the UN Gun Control Pact. So what is this? As Free Thought Project points out, a recent conference with the UN has raised major red flags as the U.S. agreed to enact, quote, full implementation, unquote, of an international agreement on gun control that will violate Americans' constitutional rights by adding their personal information to a global database. And it's not just the fact that it is a global database, but the fact that they're going to demand to track all ammunition and firearms here in the United States, because that's the only way that they can know how this stuff is leaking across the borders, they say. They say that the purpose is to serve as, quote, a renewed commitment to prevent, combat, and eradicate the illicit trade in small arms and light weapons in all of its aspects. They say the agreement states that it will act as, quote, an international instrument to enable states to identify and trace in a timely and reliable manner light arms and small weapons, while bearing in mind the different situations, capacities, and priorities of states and regions. You'll be tracking progress made in the implementation as well of tracing all of these small firearms. Noting the challenges to the implementation, they said whether continuing, recent, or emerging. But what they're going to do is they're going to establish the designation of national coordination agencies or bodies that will be involved in government agencies responsible for law enforcement, border control, and export and import licensing. And again, they're going to back up all of this tracing inside of our borders. That is the camel's nose under the tent. This UN Arms Trade Treaty is the way the UN starts to push its agenda to control our firearms. And understand, the whole reason we have a war on drugs is because of a UN agenda. It was a UN, and I'll tell you again, created the four schedules for drugs and put the drugs into the four schedules, saying that marijuana, for example, was a Schedule 1, which says that it is the most dangerous, most addictive, and has absolutely no medical use. They knew it was a lie then. We all know it's a lie now. But they created the four schedules, put all the drugs into those four schedules. The UN did all of that. And then 10 years later, in 1971, that was in 1961, the UN created that agenda. In 1971, Richard Nixon says, oh, looky here, I've got an idea. The war on drugs. And all he did was just reenact their agenda. We see this done all the time with the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC. They write up regulations. These multinational corporations and big business organizations write up legislations. They legislative initiatives. They invite Republicans to get away vacations. They hand them the legislation, say, put the name of your state on the top and sign it on the bottom and turn in your homework. And that's exactly what Richard Nixon did with the war on drugs. And now they're going to do it with UN arms trade treaties. That's what they're going to do to our firearms. And that is their way of controlling our ability to shoot. And of course, they want to control our ability to move about freely as well. That's why we have the UN Agenda 21, which now has become the UN 2030 agenda, to try to pack us into the cities, to limit our ability to travel, to limit our ability to own our transportation, to tax and regulate private transportation out of existence so that your only choice is to use public transportation, or the way that it's going to break down here in the United States, of course, it'll be crony capitalist fascist transportation. You will be renting your cars by the ride from the big multinational corporations, from the crony capitalists like Elon Musk who have connections with the government. Those will be the people who will have control over your transportation. So if they can control the way that you move, if they can control whether or not you can shoot, and of course, they're working on controlling how and when you can communicate by enacting all kinds of censorship and control on social media and on search engines, making sure that you don't see what they don't want you to see, that you can't share what they don't want you to share. They control the way you move, communicate, and shoot. They control you. That has always been what the military seeks to do to control the enemy. And they're getting pretty close. And their time frame is 2030. That's when they want this to all blow through. So where is Nikki Haley? Well, we'll tell you what's going on when we come back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now. Free shipping on hundreds of different items. More than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus. X2 is 40% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76. Silver Bullets, $9.95 colloidal silver. And free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Try to make some sense of it all, but I can see
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. At this hour, we're going to talk about what's happening in the UK. Of course, President Trump is going to be going to a NATO meeting. He's going to announce his Supreme Court pick tonight. He's going to be going to a meeting at NATO. Then he's going to visit the UK. And then by next Monday, he's going to be in Helsinki meeting with Vladimir Putin. So we're going to take a look at the most recent so-called terror attack. We're told by the UK that Russia is spreading poison all around the UK. We just had one of the latest two people who were poisoned. The lady died. And so now this has become a murder investigation. Interestingly enough, the spy and his daughter, who were supposedly poisoned by nerve gas, did not die. And we're being told that this is nerve gas that is left over from that attack several months ago. It doesn't work like that. It really doesn't work like that. So we're going to tell you what's behind that and maybe why that narrative is now resurfacing just 1 week before President Trump is scheduled to meet Vladimir Putin, hoping, as some people do, that there will be some kind of a detente. That used to be a good thing, didn't it? You know, when Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon did that, the easing of strained relations between the U.S. and Russia, but now we can't have any detente. No, no, no. We got to keep escalating the Cold War that they just restarted. As we look at what's going on economically, we see the Trump administration has now halted billions in insurance payments. Why would they do something like this? Every time you look at one of these articles, everybody is wringing their hands. Oh, look at what this is going to do to the insurance companies. Look, the insurance companies, cry me a river. These insurance companies were the ones who were pushing through Obamacare. They made sure that their establishment lackeys in both parties, people like Paul Ryan, who was a running mate of Mitt Romney, who had already done Obamacare in Massachusetts with Ted Kennedy, they made sure that the Republicans were going to push it just like the Democrats did. And again, we talked about that Supreme Court decision where they said it was a tax. Well, okay, fine. It's a tax. Then it has to be passed by the Congress, doesn't it? And they have to fund it, don't they? They have to allocate the funds, and they never did. And that's the problem with this. They never allocated these funds, and so the Congress sued, and there was a case. The federal judge says, yeah, you're right. Under the Constitution, the Congress has to allocate these funds, and instead of doing that, Obama just stole the money from the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac investors. It had turned profitable after the collapse in 2008, so they just did a net asset sweep and took that money out. Said, we don't need any money from the Congress. We don't need them to approve this. We're going to just take that money out. We're going to do the Obamacare subsidies. And now the Trump administration has halted the dollar payments here. The Department of Justice did not continue to argue this case or to appeal this case. That means that the lower court decision saying this is clearly what the Constitution says. It says that the Congress has to allocate these funds, that the president can't just grab them from any surplus area that he finds and hand them out to people. I mean, think about that. Think about that. Not only is Obamacare a tax, but it is executive theft. You got Obama who said, well, I can't get the Senate to approve this treaty called the Paris Climate Accord. I can't get them to sign that treaty, so I'll just self-ratify it. And I can't get them to approve a treaty with Iran, so I'll just self-ratify that. And I can't get the House to allocate money for these Obamacare subsidies, so I'll just steal it from this other fund over here. I've got some money, and I can just take it out of that. I mean, that was the Obama administration. And now that is coming to an end. And all of the mainstream press that's out there, Reuters, LA Times, New York Times, all these people are wringing their hands for the poor insurance companies who have seen their profits soar with the mandates coming out of Obamacare. It was passed for the insurance companies. And now they're saying, well, we don't know what we're going to do because we can't get that money that Obamacare was stealing for. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body.
FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, if we look at San Francisco home prices, in just the last 6 months, they've increased by $205,000. Just the last 6 months. That's absolutely amazing. No wonder Nancy Pelosi says, well, this is simply crumbs, because in that inflated economy where you got a vacant lot in Silicon Valley listed for $15 million, absolutely amazing. They said, this is a report from Zero Hedge. It said not long ago, they reported that an 897-square-foot Palo Alto bungalow recently listed for $2.6 million. That's $2,800 per square foot. So this is what's going on in San Francisco, in Nancy Pelosi's elite district. And so she says, this is just an elitist tax cut. Well, no, it isn't. Actually, if you look at the rest of the country, where the real world is outside of the distorted reality of Silicon Valley, if you look at the last 6 months in terms of the tax cut, even though property values in Silicon Valley are totally out of whack. The rest of the country, when you look at what's happening with minorities, with women, with small businesses as a result of the tax cut, and this is important to do this because the basis on which the Democrats are pushing back on President Trump's economic program here is to say this is something that only affects the rich. No, it's the rich in Nancy Pelosi's district that don't like it. But what has it done for the different minority groups here? Because it is the Democratic Party. That has been their position to get power for the last several elections. Take a look at black unemployment, for example. In January, before the tax cuts went into effect, the unemployment rate for blacks was 7.7%. By May, it had dropped to 5.9%. So just after 5 months of the tax cut for black people. So this is not something that is for the elitists. It's the elitists who oppose it. And by the way, that is the lowest unemployment rate ever recorded for African Americans since they began to report figures going all the way back to 1972. This was reported by the Washington Examiner. And it said prior to President Trump being in office, African Americans had never experienced an unemployment rate below 7%. And so it dropped from 7.7% to 5.9% just the first 5 months of the tax cut. How's it working out for Hispanics and Asians? Some more of the Democratic Party and how they're trying to divide and conquer America. They try to say, well, this group is not doing well, that group's not. If you go across the board, everybody is doing better. Kind of like what JFK said. You know, we've had three really big tax cuts in the last 50 or so years. We had the JFK tax cut. We had the Ronald Reagan tax cut. We had the President Trump tax cut. And JFK did the first one. And he said, a rising tide lifts all boats. And that's what we're seeing here. We're seeing the black boats being lifted. We're seeing the Hispanic boats being lifted. We're seeing the Asian boats being lifted. And I think that's going to translate in votes, not just boats being lifted. I think you're going to see a big red tide coming in the fall. Hispanic and Asian unemployment rates are also at historic lows. Hispanic unemployment in 2018 is on pace to be the lowest annual average ever, and the unemployment rate for Asians has dropped by nearly a full percentage point, from 3 to 2.1%. That rate is now sitting at its lowest point in the Bureau of Labor Statistics records, which date back to 2003. Women are also enjoying groundbreaking economic gains. Sorry, Hillary. Yeah, please do. Got the rumors that she's thinking of running again in 2020. Please, please run again. I think it's your turn, Hillary. I think it's your turn. She still doesn't know what went wrong, what happened in the last one. So let's hope that she does run again. Anyway, so how are women doing? Well, May's 3.3% unemployment rate for women is lower than any rate recorded since 2000 and is on pace to be the lowest annual rate since 1953. The lowest unemployment rate for women since 1953. Yeah, but they're crumbs, according to Nancy Pelosi. Maybe she will become unemployed. Who knows? That won't make much of a blip in the statistics. Because the Democrats are still out there saying that President Trump's jobs agenda is reckless. Can you believe that? 155,576,000 people employed in June. It's the 10th record for President Trump. You saw manufacturing jobs jump up 36,000 in June and 362,000 manufacturing jobs added under President Trump. And the Democrats can't say anything, but this is reckless. Absolutely crazy. All right, let's talk about what's going on in the UK, because President Trump's going to be heading there later this week. We've had this morning, we had David Davis resign as Brexit Secretary. This is important, folks, because there is a massive sea change happening right now in the European Union. It's over immigration with Germany on the ropes. Angela Merkel is on the ropes and her coalition is on the ropes because of immigration issues. It looks like they solved it internally, but it still has to be solved with the rest of the European countries. Not clear that Italy and Greece are going to be on board, let alone Austria, with the what Angela Merkel and her coalition have come up with. But also with Brexit, we have Theresa May, as reported by Daily Mail, is scrambling to shore up her warring cabinet today. The Brexit secretary suddenly resigned and said he could not back her weak Brexit plan. This is his verdict on what they call the third way that she forced through the cabinet on Friday night. Mr. Davis said that she had persistently undermined him and put the UK on a track to be humbled by Brussels. In other words, as we've had Nigel Farage say, she looks more like Theresa Maybe on Brexit, pushing back against an actual Brexit. He said, they'll take what we offer already and then they will demand some more. That's what I fear. We're giving away too much too easily. And that to me is a very dangerous strategy. So they say right now all eyes are on Boris Johnson, see whether he'll follow the example of Davis. Boris Johnson is the foreign secretary, and he had some choice four-letter words to say about the blueprint as it was being shoved through the cabinet on Friday. Whether or not he's going to come out and publicly oppose that is still remains to be seen. There were five people, not just the Brexit secretary, but there were five people in the Brexit a group. I'm not sure what the group is called, but he was the leader of that group. And three of the five have now resigned out of that group. He said that in criticizing her policies, Davis said that her current policy and tactics make it less and less likely that the UK will leave the customs union and the single market. Ms. May responded by saying, I do not agree with your characterization of the policy that we agreed upon on Friday. He said he's become convinced that he would be selling out his country if he remained in this policy with Theresa May. And now we've got other people in the Conservative Party saying the time has come that we need a Brexiteer prime minister, somebody who believes in Brexit. Theresa May's premiership is over. She could face a threat to her leadership from the Conservative Party and the government today. We'll see what happens with that. A Tory leadership contest can be called in one of two ways. If she resigns, or if MPs force and win a vote of no confidence. The chairman is obliged to call a vote if 15% of the Tory MPs write to him calling for one. Now, we'll have to see what happens with this. But this is what the in the letter that David Davis said. He said, in my views, The inevitable consequence of the proposed policies will be to make the supposed control by Parliament illusory rather than real. In other words, it's going to be a sham. We're still going to be under control of the European Union in Brussels. He said, as I said at a cabinet, the common rulebook policy hands control of large swaths of our economy to the EU and is certainly not returning control of our laws in any real sense. It's a head fake. See, she has slow walked this thing through, and now she has come up with something that eviscerates what Brexit actually is. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the real Red Pill Plus. The real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant on product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Thank you.
David Knight. And, of course, President Trump will be going to NATO. More about that in just a moment. He'll then be going to the U.K. We're going to talk about the protests that are being set up in the U.K. And then he will be going to Helsinki to meet with Vladimir Putin. And we'll talk about the fears of the military-industrial complex that are reflected in that. But before we leave what is happening in U.K. today, we had, as I pointed out before, we had the secretary in charge of Brexit, David Davis, leave, and two more people in the Brexit team left following him. So that means three out of the five people that were part of the Tory party's Brexit team have now left. Three out of five. And the question is this going to get broader? Is Boris Johnson, who has a great deal of problems with the plan that Theresa May has come up with, is he going to oppose her publicly? Are others in her party going to call for a vote of confidence, which could remove her as prime minister? Because as David Davis, the Brexit minister, pointed out, he said, this is a sham. The control of our economy will remain in the hands of those in Brussels. It'll effectively shut down Brexit. And that has, I believe, been her design from the very beginning. And so we've now had two more people have left. And as they called it, a bombshell, the resignation of David Davis. But I think the bombshell is building. So we'll see what happens with that. Meanwhile, what they are concerned about is President Trump's visit and how they can protest him. And before we get to that, to put this in context, in England, they have a new female genital mutilation case every 2 hours. How is this happening? Said in April, between April 2017 and March 2018, reports Breitbart, about 6,200 women and girls who visited a doctor, midwife, or other public health service in England had been exposed to this form of abuse at some point. This is statistics put out by the National Health Service this last Thursday. They said that there's been 28,000 medical attendees of females with female genital mutilation and 16,000 newly recorded cases. They said that it's been a criminal offense in Britain since 1985. And since 2003, it's been illegal for British citizens to carry out female genital mutilation. But police and prosecutors are yet to secure a single conviction, with the National Police Chiefs Council saying that it is a nuanced crime. Oh, yeah, but they don't have any problem locking up Tommy Robinson, do they? They just have a problem with this nuanced crime of female genital mutilation. No, they don't want to prosecute it. As a matter of fact, here's Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, which represents the new United Kingdom. And he is saying that they need to encourage foreign immigrants to flood the UK, just despite President Trump. Here's what Mayor Khan had to say.
President Trump can't silence me.
Yeah, I wish he could.
I want the world to hear. We stand in solidarity with Azhar Fahadi. We stand in solidarity with all those who are discriminated against because of their nationality, their faith, or their background. At a time when people are talking about travel bans, we should welcome people. At a time when people are talking about building walls, we could build bridges. At a time when people try and unite communities, we should unite communities. You know what? As politicians, at a time when people try and motivate people by using fear, I will always use hope.
Yeah, there's nothing to be afraid of. Don't be afraid of the escalating knife crime. Don't be afraid of the escalating terror attacks. Don't be afraid of the escalating acid attacks. There's nothing to fear. Matter of fact, don't be afraid of the escalating gun attacks happening in gun control London. No, no problem at all. And you can't silence him. He can't be silenced. President Trump cannot silence Sadiq Khan. But Sadiq Khan and the British government can silence anybody that they don't agree with, like Tommy Robinson. They can silence the press if they wish to. Say, don't you even report on this, until they realize that the press would be on their side, and then they took the gag order off so they could get the propaganda. They even shut down their own propaganda momentarily when they did the bum rush to rush Tommy Robinson off to jail without a trial. But you can't silence Sadiq Khan. No, you can't stop him. And you can't apparently do anything about female genital mutilation because it's just too nuanced. But they can have a complete police state in the UK. I mean, you think back a few years, well before it was well underway here in the United States, the multiplying number of cameras on every street corner in London were absolutely astounding. And talking about Tony Blair, Zero Hedge has an article from the Mises Institute talking about the 10 years of Tony Blair from 1997 to 2007. They passed an astonishing 26,849 laws, an average of 2,600 laws per year, or 7.5 laws a day. The Labour Party continued this under Gordon Brown. He broke the record in 2008 by passing 2,800 new laws, a 6% increase on his megalomaniacal predecessor. And they said most of these are in the area of criminal law. Listen to some of the things that are that became criminal laws. Disturbing a pack of eggs when instructed not to by an authorized officer. Obstructing workers from carrying out repairs to the Dockland Light Railway. Offering for sale a game bird that was killed on a Sunday or Christmas Day. Allowing an unlicensed concert in a church hall or community center. Scallop fishing without the correct boat. Or selling Polish potatoes. See, this is the state of the UK. You look at stuff like this. You look at the draconian measures that they have taken to shut down free speech. Tommy Robinson is just the most obvious poster boy for this. And yet, what are they concerned about? They want to fight President Trump. And so you've got all the news outlets out there, so London's free newspaper, the Evening Standard, and the guy who is the architect of the anti-Brexit Project Fear, George Osborne, has got the itinerary, details on how you can ferry people back and forth from all over the country so you can chase President Trump out in the countryside and so forth. You got The Guardian saying, here's why you should join us on the Trump protest in London on 13th of July. Why don't they get involved in protesting what their government is doing to them? See, this whole thing is a beard. To be concerned about travel bans from countries that they didn't have a problem with Barack Obama dropping bombs on these people. Because the whole point of the globalists was to drop bombs on people, to create civil war, to decimate their societies, so they could have an excuse to bring the refugees in and create a civil war in our society. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what is going on in Haiti. Right now, we've got riots in the street. Do you think that a civil war, when you look at what's going on with Antifa, when you look at what's going on in Nigeria, when you look at what's happening in Haiti, various other places, how quickly things succumb? Just look at Lebanon, when all the Palestinian refugees went into that place. It used to be a Riviera until it was overrun with refugees who then burned the place down in a civil war. You don't think that can happen here? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So, yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So, please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now, free shipping on hundreds of different items, more than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus, X2 is 40% off, Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76, Silver Bullets, $9.95, colloidal silver, and free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. For the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As President Trump heads to the UK this week, we have all the UK out there pushing not only how to protest him, but to protest him. And of course, the person who has created this Trump baby balloon has been approved by Sadiq Khan. You know, it's interesting. Sadiq Khan has said over and over again, he doesn't want Trump to come. Says, Trump can't silence me. Well, Trump's not trying to silence you. You're trying to silence Trump. You're trying to keep him out of your country after you fought to get Louis Farrakhan into your country. And I don't think anybody ought to be banned from going into a country because you don't like their political views. I don't agree with Louis Farrakhan, but I wouldn't ban him from coming into a country to speak to people. I think the way that you fight bad speech is in the free market of ideas. And so I don't support the censorship of the left. That's what we're going to be talking about here, the censorship of the left in just a moment. But they want to do it that way. But they also have a double standard. Farrakhan is okay. President Trump is not okay, according to Sadiq Khan. And because, you know, if their standard is not free speech. Their standard is, do I like what he has to say or not? Is it offensive to me? And the guy who is pushing the Trump baby balloon is, as Breitbart points out, a hysterical eco-activist. And that's a good way to describe him. His name is Leo Murray, and he created the caricature. He said, "The day Donald Trump won the U.S. presidential election, I found myself gripped by a profound sense of dread. It was a feeling that I had not experienced since I first got to grips with the looming threat of catastrophic climate change." These are the two major tragedies in this guy's life. He watched a documentary, evidently by Al Gore or something, and then President Trump was elected. These are the tragedies in his life. Well, let's hope that he's going to have more tragedies than that in his life. He hasn't really experienced real life yet. But he goes, "It's now the issue that I work upon every day." So, to sell us on the idea of global warming, he's got his hot air balloon that he's going to fly all over the world, probably on charter jets, to lecture us about global warming and about President Trump's threat to the environment. No, President Trump is a threat to the globalist, and that's what he has a problem with. So, yeah, he's inflated with a bunch of lies. So President Trump is going to be going, spending a lot of time in the country home. So they're trying to tell people how to find him, how to chase him. And you've got all of the mainstream media, whether it's The Guardian or their free Evening Standard paper, and many others have got his itinerary. They're encouraging people to go follow him everywhere he goes. The free sheet, the Metro, is dedicated to it. You've got the BBC. Supposed to be neutral, right? Saying, "Get ready, UK. Here's where you can find the giant Trump baby, and here's where you can find President Trump. We're going to help you to protest him." That's the BBC. Meanwhile, in Haiti, we have all hell breaks loose in Haiti as violent mobs are trying to murder trapped American tourists. This has been going on since Saturday, and it is still going on. You had about 120 Americans in one of the hotels there, the Port-au-Prince Hotel, targeted by protesters who attempted to bypass security and set the building on fire because there were Americans inside. Youth groups and missionaries from an array of U.S. churches are also stranded there, unable to make it safely to the airport for departure. If you take a look at Haiti, you'll see a whole list of all these people saying, "Hey, the youth group or the missionary group from this church here, this local town, they're struck and they're hiding out because people are trying to kill them." You think this isn't going to happen in America? When you look at the hatred of free speech, when you look at how the left is trying to bully anybody that they don't agree with, you've got, for example, here's one example. It's a homeowners association. And of course, homeowners associations are really kind of a microcosm of what the little Democrat dictators want to do to us with government on a local, state, and national level. This is a guy, a veteran. He's now forced to sell his home because the homeowners association came after him because he had an American flag small enough to fit in a flower pot. He says it's a small flag, but it stands for a big thank you. He said, "I was thinking one day about the country, so I put a small American flag on my front porch in a flower pot." So the homeowners association came after him. He said, "I got a violation letter. It said the American flag was an unauthorized object. Take it down." And they started fining him $100 a day. He said, "I think I've got a right to fly the American flag." So he filed a suit in federal court. And they kept adding these fines to him. And unbeknownst to him, they started deducting these fines from what he had paid them for his homeowners association fee. So they got a lien against him. And they're taking his home because he put a small American flag in a flower pot. And this is the intolerance of the Democrats who want to lecture us on free speech with their speech codes and their safe spaces, and saying, if you say anything and anybody doesn't like what you have to say, then we are going to punish you for doing that. We've even got the New York Times talking about how the anti-free speech movement has been embraced by the left. Said liberals once championed expansive First Amendment rights, and now they're uneasy about them. Why? Because conservatives are using their free speech, and they don't like that. It used to be that they had a monopoly on everything that was said and on what you could find in various places. Once we had social media, they lost that monopoly. You could read what you wanted. You could share the articles that you wanted. You could communicate with other people. You could set up essentially a 21st century version of committees of correspondence. That was what got things rolling in the American Revolution. So they got to shut down free speech on the Internet. That's what's behind the shadow banning. That's what's behind the censorship. And now they are embracing this. See, not only do they hate the Second Amendment, they hate the First Amendment now. And they pay absolutely no attention when people lose their due process, when people lose their right to not be searched without a warrant. Left hasn't cared about that for a long time. Neither has the right. And now they don't care about the First and the Second Amendment. As he was saying in the New York Times, Floyd Abrams, who used to be a prominent First Amendment lawyer and a supporter of First Amendment rights, said, "Now the progressive community is at least skeptical and sometimes distraught at the level of First Amendment protection, which is being afforded in cases brought by litigants on the right." Can't have that. You know, The Hill says, "Free speech means a free internet, even if Democrats don't like it." See, that's what has to be shut down. That's why you've got the left so upset about this, that they are threatening to kill Ajit Pai, the FCC commissioner, because of what they're doing on the internet. They want to control speech everywhere. And this is going to turn into a situation, why I mentioned what's going on in Haiti. You don't think that our society can devolve into that kind of anarchy very quickly? Just take a look at the anti-freedom people, the Antifa, because that's what they really are. They don't want to have anybody out there protesting. The essence of what the Antifa people are, they're anti-free speech. They're anti-First Amendment. Maybe that's what that means. I always thought that the anti-FA meant that they were anti-fascist because that's what they said. But actually, what the anti-FA is really about is anti-First Amendment. Anybody that speaks, they will violently shut them down. And we're seeing this metastasize throughout our society. That's why when we look at this, we understand. And I think that's why most of the people in our society think that we're going to have a violent confrontation, a violent civil war, because they've embraced this. They think it's okay to chase Bannon, Steve Bannon, out of a bookstore. The bookstore owner said, "Bookstores are about free ideas being exchanged. We don't support book banning, and we don't support taking down the First Amendment. And we don't support these people trying to heckle him and hector him out of the bookstore." But the left does. They won't allow anybody to have a contrary opinion. They come after Mitch McConnell, throwing him out of the restaurant. This is going to get pretty nasty, folks. We all understand this, and the left understands it, and the left has embraced it. And the people who are running this open border policy are the ones who are trying to create a civil war in this country, and they're going to get it.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The
scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the Glovelist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to talk about what is going on in the UK in terms of the poisoning as we look forward to President Trump meeting in Helsinki. This week, as I said, after tonight's announcement of Supreme Court justice pick, President Trump is going to be heading to a NATO meeting, then to the UK, then to a meeting with Vladimir Putin in Helsinki. And all these things are related. I'm going to tell you how in just one moment. Before I do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have continued our Second American Revolution 4th of July super sale. Big savings at InfoWarsStore.com. We have free shipping store-wide and massive discounts off of many of our most popular products. Let me give you just a few of those right now. Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, The Real Red Pill, all of those 50% off with free shipping. We also have Brain Force Plus. All Super Blue products, that's all of our dental products, 50% off with free shipping. That's two flavors of toothpaste, mouthwash, immune gargle spray. All of those have nano silver to fight virus as well as bacteria. And we have big dollar savings off of the Alexa Pure Breeze. That's the indoor air filter. You can get that $100 off with free shipping, as well as big savings on InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. Our 3-month supply of storable food that lasts for 25 years. All made in America, GMO-free, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere on storable food. You can get the 3-month supply now, 50% off with free shipping. Take a look at the products we have on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide, and many of the products, 50% off with free shipping. All right, let's take a look at what's going on as President Trump will be heading to the NATO meeting. Do we really need NATO? We've had a lot of people talking about how it is obsolete. Great article by David Stockman talking about how it's very clear that we don't need NATO anymore, that it is an obsolete fossil. He points out, of course, it's been 73 years since Hitler's Third Reich fell. It's been 27 years since the Soviet Union fell, and yet we still have 35,000 soldiers stationed permanently in Germany to protect from an imminent invasion by Russia. Is that really the case? Do the Germans really believe that's the case? You know, when you look at their paltry defense budget, As he points out, they've got a defense budget that is barely 1.1% of Germany's economy, which is three times bigger than Russia. And they only spend 1.1%. Are they worried about Russia? I don't think so. Not if, put your dollars where your mouth is. If they were really concerned about a military threat from Russia, do you think the Germans would be spending more than 1.1% of their massive GDP? No. It's a lie. They don't care about that. As a matter of fact, as I pointed out last week when I was talking to Gerald Celente, you look at even the pressure that's being put on the EU nations by people like Secretary of Defense Mattis saying, pony up, at least pay your 2%. Because, folks, the 2% that they have there, the UK, when they look at what percentage they're spending in terms of compliance with NATO and so forth, they include pensions in their military spending. The French are including their parades in their military defense budget. They're not concerned about being invaded by Russia. Come on. We can tell that. And we know that the reason that the American military establishment, the Pentagon, the Secretary of Defense are putting pressure on them to spend more money is simply because they want to sell them more weapons. The military-industrial complex wants to sell them more weapons. I believe, however, that this is an opportunity because President Trump, as David Stockman and others point out, President Trump has talked about how useless it is for us to have troops everywhere. In this article from David Stockman, he said the clear intent of President Trump's campaign was to seek an easing of tensions with Vladimir Putin and Russia, to revamp America's commitments to NATO and other Cold War relics, and to discard regime change as the core tenet of foreign policy. Why are we involved in over seven wars that we have publicly announced but not legally declared? Well, it's all because of regime change. Has it made the world better, more stable? Are we safer? Of course we're not. The Department of Defense and the State Department have been destabilizing the Middle East. And that destabilization has driven massive hordes of migrants out of their country into Europe. It'll be bringing people into our country as well. That's exactly what they wanted. This is by design. It's not that they're stupid and incompetent. No, this is by design. He also goes on to say that President Trump has sensibly suggested that demonizing Russia and Putin has accomplished nothing and they should be invited back into the G8. And as soon as Robert Mueller finishes his Russiagate farce, David Stockman says Trump can get rid of the present asinine sanctions on various Russian officials and Putin cronies as well. We also know now, owing to reporting by the Washington Post, that Trump has been hounding the national security bureaucracy about another utterly ridiculous artifact of the empire, NATO. And so he goes on to talk about that and quotes Justin Raimondo of antiwar.com. He says, finally, we have an American president who has awoken to the fact that the U.S., that World War II, not to mention the Cold War, is over. There is no need for U.S. troops to occupy Germany. Vladimir Putin isn't going to march into Berlin in a reenactment of the Red Army taking the Führer's bunker. But even if he was so inclined, why won't Germany defend itself? And again, I guess it's back to if they're really worried about it, if they really think that's going to be the case, then it's incumbent on Germany to defend themselves. And they obviously don't believe it because they're not spending any money on that. Now, the headline on RT, I think, says it all. U.S. establishment is in hysterics that Trump and Putin summit that'll be next week might succeed. That's the last thing they want because they worked very hard to reestablish that Cold War. And, folks, I think this is what's behind this latest case of poisoning in the U.K., saying that it is nerve gas poisoning. They are saying that there's not going to be any new sanctions on Russia over this newest case in Amesbury. Again, very close to Porton Down. These people traveled to Salisbury, which is just a few miles away from the chemical weapons facility of the U.K., they're saying that they now need an investigation first. Well, why didn't they have an investigation first before? Oh, no, they had the sanctions first. You had Nikki Haley joining in with Theresa May. Now they're saying London needs to learn more about the recent poisoning in the town of Amesbury, said the Home Secretary. He has come out and accused Moscow, however, of using the UK as a dumping ground, quote unquote, for poison, and urged Russia to explain exactly what has gone on. So that's going to be the extent of his investigation. We're demanding an explanation from Vladimir Putin for why he continues to poison people in the UK. Well, as I pointed out before, both the symptoms and the fact that nobody died instantly, you know, you can die from other types of chemical weapon poisoning. And what they found in the Skripal case was that it was BZ. It also had Novichok, they said. But the Novichok that was pointed out by the chemical weapons lab, that is one of the only half dozen labs that are authorized by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, that lab in Switzerland made a point of noting that the Novichok that they found there, along with the BZ gas in that sample, was in virgin, pristine condition, meaning that it had not deteriorated. And it deteriorates very rapidly. As the person who invented it said, within a couple of months it would be gone. So now we're supposed to believe that somehow they stumbled upon this, and nobody else had stumbled upon it for several months. We're now supposed to believe that they stumbled on it just at the moment that President Trump is about to meet with Vladimir Putin. Isn't that convenient? It's a convenient lie, is what it is. You had this situation, as we've been told, Novichok is 8 times more potent than nerve gas. That the U.S. has. It is a form of nerve gas, but it's 8 times more potent. They would have died on contact. They would not have exhibited symptoms that looked like they had had an overdose of opioids. We had the people who worked on them. We had one doctor who worked with them for a half hour without any protective clothing. And then they make a big show of putting out the chemical weapons people out there after the fact. No one else got sick. We had false reports that were eventually shut down by the hospital about all the people who had gotten sick from that. And yet we still have the British government, the British Home Secretary, saying the use of chemical weapons anywhere is barbaric and inhumane. The decision taken by the Russian government today to deploy these in Salisbury was reckless and callous. There is no plausible alternative explanation on the events in March other than the Russian state was responsible. And so this article from the Blogmire has a few questions. Why don't we ask the Skripals where they were when they got sick? Why were their phones switched off? Was there anything suspicious near their house that day? They appeared to be in a hurry to leave. Was this because they had an appointment to keep? Because, folks, he was involved with Christopher Steele, the guy that did the Fusion GPS document. It's the Langley-London connection.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.